Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertiser.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, a lot to get to today. I want to talk a little bit about your spiking insurance costs and what we're going to hopefully do about it. But first, Eric, you can't get Delaney Hall out of the news.
No.
I want it to be out of the news. I'm sick of hearing about it.
It was interesting, and I think yesterday really illustrates just how hard Governor Mikey Sherrill and her fellow Democrats are trying to push a narrative that just frankly is not true.
Right.
So she tried to make it sound like, oh, all of a sudden, because of my pressure, they granted me access to Delaney Hall, but they restricted where I could go. I thought I was going to get in and see everything. And then, you know, so she posts, has a press conference, posts on social media, talks on her radio show about how she was denied access and why it raises additional questions.
Yeah.
And then immediately Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen posted a response to her comments on X, saying, I'm not surprised. I personally gave you access as an act of good faith. You have no federal oversight authority. Of course, you're still trying to turn Delaney Hall into a political football for the radical left. You were told beforehand you weren't going to be able to speak to the detainees. So, you know, I mean, it just...
She knew before she went in, but then still grandstanded afterwards. Yep. That's the problem. It's, you know, and then you've got this this weirdo on Instagram. You see this Miss Rachel, whoever that is.
Oh, yeah, meeting with the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 13-year-old. You know what? Sometimes 13-year-olds have dads who commit crimes, and they go to jail. Like, I have no empathy whatsoever.
Well, and then the other twist, I don't know if you saw it on Politico, but Politico had the health inspection reports from Delaney Hall.
I mean, it was fine.
From the State Department of Health. And anybody who has a restaurant, who has worked in the restaurant industry, knows what the ratings are. And they were given a satisfactory rating. That's the highest you can get. You're either satisfactory or you're not.
It is pass-fail.
Correct.
It is pass-fail. That's right.
You know, no...
I'm actually impressed at how clean they keep everything at Delaney Hall, considering it's effectively in a warehouse industrial area.
Yeah.
You know, but when we saw the menu, I mean, they're getting pancakes and steak.
Yes.
And they are literally eating better than many working class families in New Jersey trying to stay afloat.
It's just
madness to me that this is an issue.
Yeah. And then you have the mayor of Newark coming out saying, you know, some of his cops may have been over aggressive.
He is such an ass.
And now they're investigating, you know, their actions.
He is disgusting. He sends the guys in. We know that the agitators were violent, even at some point threatening to kill ICE agents and their family, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy got arrested. They were using the fences to try to push police back. So the violence started on the side of the agitators. To blame the cops is such an outrageous affront to all law enforcement. I mean, but you know what, Baraka, this is the problem, that so few people vote. A guy like that will just stay in office or get a promotion.
Right.
That's the disgusting nature of politics today.
You have such radically different stories to support such radical agendas. And I mean, if you strip all of the emotion out of this debate and you take, you know, all of the facts are stubborn things, right? And you just look at the facts that are presented, the ability of both sides, both political parties, to twist facts to fit their own narrative is it's mind-blowing.
Well, look, it gets us into wars on one side, and it has the story of legal, law-abiding, law enforcement procedures now taken into account and being essentially making the cops the moral equivalent of the criminals. And that is hugely problematic. There is nothing going on at Delaney Hall that isn't going on in detention centers and jails across the country. There's no evidence to support any of the claims that anyone is being mistreated, that the food is bad, any of it. And let's face it, Eric, you and I have talked about this. Everyone who is being detained by ICE, much to the chagrin, by the way, of many in the MAGA world, have a federal judge that has issued a detention order.
A detainer order, yeah.
So that is it. Right. The detainer orders were issued. So that means you're talking about a step above your average illegal. So it's not like they just overstayed their welcome. These are people that have committed crimes, are accused in many cases of very heinous crimes, many crimes against children, etc. But also, if their only crime is immigration violation, my understanding is the detainer orders come after they re-enter the country, after they were deported once,
yeah.
So, and, come on.
You know, it's funny. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's pretty high up in law enforcement, and we were talking about this immigrant trust directive and how local and state police can't work with ICE.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, one of the narratives is that you have ICE agents that are showing up at a diner and just rounding up people out of the kitchen. And he goes, first of all, I don't believe that to be true. But he goes, even if it is true, here's one of the reasons why. If they're looking for someone, they have no local intelligence on the ground like the local police do.
Right.
So if they were able to call the local police chief and say, hey, listen, this is a guy that we're looking for. We think he's in your town. We think he might be working at this diner.
Right.
Do you have any information you can share with us? Oh, yeah, he's known to us. Here's the guy that you're looking for. In the absence of that, what other choice do they have but to go in and round up everybody and then sort it out for the person that they're looking for? That's, again, a direct result of the policies that were enacted by Phil Murphy and then codified into law by Mikey Sherrill.
Right. It's now a law.
Correct.
How no one has sued to overturn this is surprising, but then again, we don't really have a Republican.
Well, the Trump administration
party
is suing. I mean, they're suing Mikey Sherrill personally and the state.
Nothing's happening locally, though. That's the problem. That there's effectively, the party apparatus in New Jersey, the Republican Party. What's the best we got? A couple of protests, a couple of videos. I mean, I've heard almost nothing on that front.
No,
right? There's no organization. They should be coming at this from a statewide issue, because I don't know how successful the Trump administration will be on this. We'll see. But my question to you is, are you sick of hearing about Delaney Hall? And is it time that the Democrats, because they're solidly in charge, start focusing on, affordability instead of this game they're playing with the Trump administration? 1-800-283-101.5. 617, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
.623 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. It's aggravating to me that, and maybe to you too, that every day we got to hear about Delaney Hall. And why I'm sick of it, because, first of all, the good news is it's bringing out all of the bad actors. So you know exactly what you're dealing with. And I've been saying for a long time, Ross Baraka is a racist. He is a bad actor. And there's no, he's not competent enough or honestly, articulate enough or smart enough to move up. So Newark is stuck with this guy until they just decide we've had enough of this charlatan and bounce him out of office. Now he's going after his own cops. You know, the same way Cory Booker did. I don't know how anyone in law enforcement votes Democrat at all, at any level. And then you got Mikey Sherrill. So Mikey Sherrill, who played the shell game along with the Republicans who let her do it, and you got screwed on Stay NJ, which was just, again, no different than the guys in Times Square moving the shells around and taking your money. It was always a game, always a distraction. You were never going to actually get any money back. And here we have the governor who ran on affordability, ran on your energy costs. What was your electric bill last month? What do you think it's going to be this month with all the hot, humid air running your air conditioner 24/7? It's not going to be good. And the governor literally ran on that issue, and the Republicans let her get away with it while they focused on the stupidity of whether she walked at her graduation. I mean, think about that. Your Republican opposition decided to focus on whether or not the governor walked in her graduation while she was focused on affordability, lowering your costs, and getting the budget under control. What happened? Well, she wins in a landslide, and you've now got a $61 billion budget, highest in the state's history, $25 billion higher than the last year of Chris Christie. You've got energy prices that are out of control, and you've got a governor who is spending all her time focused on Donald Trump instead of doing the job. This is nuts, guys. How much longer do you put up with this? And the question is, do you try to vote your way out of this, or do you just count down to the time that you will just get out of Jersey? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Junior, you're going to be the first call after the news with Eric Scott next. Six 37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. So you've got a governor who campaigned on affordability. You've got a Democratic legislature that decided what really we needed was a $61 billion budget. Eric, that budget is not only $26 billion higher than Chris Christie's last year. So it's only 9 years ago we've gone up. Literally, you could argue it's a nearly 70% increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it could go higher because they're now adding things on, right? They add those little projects, and it's like, wait a minute, we got to spend this and that. How does that process work? How much higher could the budget go?
Well, if you just look at recent history, it could go higher by half a billion to another $1 billion. You know, a lot of that money, and here's the problem with that process. It is added on at the last minute, just before the final vote is taken, with no debate, no explanation, no detail where the money is going, no justification, no testimony, and no public disclosure. It's often weeks after the budget is signed into law that we're even able to get the documentation of what was spent. They put that supplemental bill on at the last minute. And, you know, a lot of times that budget bill, the entire budget bill, you're talking thousands of pages, isn't even given to the legislature until they're just about to vote on it.
So nobody reads it.
No, nobody reads
it. The old Nancy Pelosi, pass it so we'll find out what's in it.
Right, exactly. I mean, and it's and the public certainly doesn't know. And I suspect that that is going to happen this year because the debate over Stay NJ, the quote unquote extra money that came in through tax collections, that all is going to be a whirlwind of activity with, you know, the Democrats who control the legislature just basically saying, okay, we're not going to save that money. We're not going to pay down our debt. It's here. We have to spend it.
Yeah. That's the biggest problem with government. That's a federal issue. That's a state issue. that you are allocated a certain amount of money. If you don't spend it, the theory is, well, we'll get less money next time.
Yeah.
And what if we need more?
Well, look at the Newark School District, right? And look at the city of Newark. Yeah. I mean, look at the amount of money.
It's $1.1 billion that comes from the state alone.
That gets siphoned off from your school district and sent there.
That's right.
And that they literally sit in closed session going, how are we going to spend all of this money? What are we going to do?
And we still don't really know how they spend the money. It's not like teachers are overpaid. You're not, you know, right? I mean, the teachers get screwed and the suburban districts have to support this. And then, oh, by the way, what is it? 9 out of 10 kids can't perform math at grade level.
So you know it's not getting to the classroom.
No, of course not. Not only that, the truancy rate in places like Newark is through the roof. I mean, you've got there's no accountability. There's no results oriented investment. There's no ROI. Nobody is looking at this and saying, if we invest $100, what we'll get out of that $100 is a kid who can read and write. Nobody is doing that. I've said this before. One of the great civil rights crises in our day is the minority school districts in this state, that black and brown kids are simply not getting the education that is available to whiter neighborhoods across the state. And I don't say that to make it a racial issue. I say it as a matter of fact. If you look at Trenton, you look at Camden, look at Newark, these are where we underperform wildly. I mean, Eric, to the point where they're not even up to any national standard. We have some of the worst school districts in the country in New Jersey. And the suburban districts have to pay the bill.
But think of what would happen if you took some of that money, that $1 billion plus that is going into the Newark school system, and you used it to address some of the socioeconomic issues that block learning in a classroom.
Yeah.
You know, that... but nobody wants to even have that conversation. So, you know, that isn't even, it isn't even on the radar of school officials because they refuse to acknowledge that that's even a problem.
No, they had to bus in bottled water because you can't even get clean water in the classrooms in Newark. Newark is a wasteland and it needs to be fixed, and it's not going to be fixed if you keep electing racist leftists who just don't give a crap. I mean, Ross Baraka doesn't care about his city. He doesn't care about the kids. He doesn't care about the family. He cares. This is the difference between Ross Baraka and a Reed Gusciora. Reed Gusciora gets elected in Trenton, actually wants to fix it.
Yeah.
Yet the city council fought him every step of the way because, Reed Gusciora, he's going to get pissed that I said this. He is like Donald Trump. He is the outlier outsider who said, I'm going to come in and fix it. Yeah. And the deep state goes after Trump the way the deep city in Trenton said, no way, you're not going to break our grifting.
Well, and that's really what it was. I mean, and I've known Reed a long time. And, you know, politically, we probably disagree on almost everything.
He's pretty radical left.
But he did get elected for the right reason.
Yeah.
He really, truly wanted to go in and fix the city of Trenton, our capital city. And he's gotten nothing but grief.
Nothing.
From that council. Same party as... they're all Democrats. Democrats. Yep, they're all Democrats.
But, you know, Eric, this is why good management is not ideological. So when I say I think Chris Christie was a better managing governor than most that we've had, the right gets pissed off at me. They're like, Christie, he's a liberal. He hates Trump. I'm like, we're not judging.
We're not talking
that.
About that. We're talking about managerial capabilities. And that is, unfortunately, we're seeing that lack of managerial experience in Governor Mikey Sherrill.
Oh, she has no idea what she's doing. Clueless.
I won't go that far. In terms of the management of the state, I think she wants to. I just don't think she knows how.
Maybe. I look at this. She's either stupid or complicit, and I'm not sure. It may be a combination of both. I think she wants to be president. I think the embarrassment of Delaney Hall has now, in my opinion, knocked her off of that. I had her in the top 10 Democrats.
I would tend to agree.
It was so embarrassing the way she handled herself. So, and now it's desperate. Now
but there is an air of desperation now. About, and you saw that in her narratives yesterday.
Yep.
Finally, I got access to Delaney Hall, but they didn't let me in to see the things that I wanted to see. You knew that wasn't going to happen from the very beginning.
She's sniping like she's a middle school girl who is like, it's embarrassing.
Somebody said to me that she almost sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher now. When I hear her, all I hear is wah, 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 wah.
Only a matter of time before the competent people, the few that she has hired, say, I've had enough. All right, 6:45. Junior, sorry, you will be first after traffic and weather. And then, Bob, hang in there. I want to get to your story as well. 6:45, my number is 1-800-283-101.5. What do you think? Can Jersey be saved? Is it time to ask for the check? Or can we dig in and vote our way out of this mess? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. You know what's next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
6:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. By the way, for those of you on the app chat, yes, today was supposed to be Fake Beard Tuesday. That is now postponed because apparently Joe Myra is off today. We didn't know that. And Kathy Thomas and I discussed that we probably want to test the fake beard on the app with Jill present. You agree, Kathy, right?
I agree.
Yeah. We're not sure if I'm going to have to trim it. It came in.
You're not sure? I'm sure.
It's a little longer than. Yeah, it's a little shaggier than my regular beard that I have.
What did you expect? Four beards for $5.99?
Listen to this. So I walk into yoga yesterday, and Maury, who owns the yoga studio, she's like, you look different. Now, I've had a beard for what? 7 years? 6 years? And I gave her a minute. Her first reaction is like, did you do like some kind of Botox or something? That was her reaction.
That's what's weird. People can't figure out what's different.
I'm like, no, I shaved. Thing. Like I shaved. So that was a thing for a minute. Yeah, it's a little jarring if people who know you only know you with one look.
That happens with a mustache too.
Yeah.
If someone shaves a mustache, like something.
Maybe I should just grow a mustache. What do you think of that?
Well, what does Newsmax think of that?
Well, that's the problem. They are highly supportive of a clean shave. So, all right, let's go to Junior in North Carolina. Junior, did you already escape Jersey?
Yes, I did. Thank gosh.
Were you born here or no?
No, I was born in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I got family up in Newark.
Yeah. So tell me, Junior, what do you want to weigh in on? First of all, where are you in North Carolina?
I'm in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
You embraced that accent right away. Would you move there when you were two?
No, my dad was military. We moved all over the place.
Got you. All right, man, what do you want to say?
With all that stuff going on up there with Delaney, the detention center, mm-hmm. I understand what people are talking about, and the illegals are still human, so you don't get your butt in trouble. Say on the public property, the street, or across the road, so you don't get your butt in trouble. You can still protest with your sign, raise cane, as long as you don't threaten.
We love to raise cane in Jersey, for sure.
Exactly. And I have a GoFundMe to go to immigration law school. I got several lawyers that are wanting to hire me after I graduate, and I would be licensed by the DOJ. Website
Junior,
to help the people.
Let me ask you, you have a website to fund your own law school?
Yes.
So you're not a lawyer yet. So what do you have, like a third career? You decide you want to be an immigration attorney?
Yes. I used to be a contractor for AT&T and Spectrum, and have been in it for 20-some years. I've had several strokes and a heart attack, and I got a pacemaker and a heart monitor, and I'm limited on what I can do.
So what is driving this? You got a passion to help people?
Yes.
So
One of my neighbors got picked up by ICE, and I went in, was helping him. Then they sent him to Atlanta, Georgia, and his mom and dad and everything hired a lawyer, and he couldn't really do nothing because of Donald Trump.
But, Junior, what did they pick him up for?
It was for speeding. Well, the city picked him up for speeding. And I then found out that he had a warrant for like 20-some years ago for failure to appear for a traffic ticket. And then that all transpired and everything. And
so wait,
they hired a lawyer.
His mom and dad are what? They're legal. The mom and dad are legal. The kid is not?
Correct.
How's that work out?
It was a touch and go. It was a touch and go. And the lawyer said, where did you get your law knowledge from? I said, well, I've just studied a lot of things. And he said, I tell you what you do. You go to law school. He told me the school, and it's only a year and a half long. He said, I'll hire you.
All right.
I said, really?
So let's break this down, Junior. If you get the degree, you've got a job waiting for you.
Yes.
All right. Now, have you raised any money yet? Has anybody contributed to your GoFundMe education?
Nothing.
Not even a dollar, huh? All right.
Nothing.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. You seem like a decent guy. You want to help out. Go ahead. Tell us what the GoFundMe is. We'll see if we have any good folks in Jersey that want to help you.
It's GoFund.me/...
Here's what would be easier, Junior. When people go to GoFundMe, how do they look you up? Is there a name? Is it like Junior's Legal Fund? Is it Junior's Third Career? What are we doing here?
Is Junior help Junior go to law school?
Send Junior to law school. I love it.
Correct.
All right. Well, good luck. Check back in a week and let us know if you raised any money.
I sure will, sir. All right. Thank you.
You got it, Junior. Have a great rest of your day. Huh. Not really sure what to do with that. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break for news. Bob, you'll be first on the other side. 657.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Heather and Warren on the app chat. Okay, I agree. She said this is not the 1970s, so no mustache. Fair point. Remember, tomorrow is Fake Beard Day. It's been postponed because Jill Meyer, who really, Eric, I don't know if she checked with you, but she didn't check with me or with Kathy or with producer Thomas, and all of a sudden she's off today. We didn't know it.
I'm usually heading down the hall into the studio about the time she's walking into the newsroom.
Do you think she walks in?
She doesn't. She does not walk in. Fair point.
Right?
Touché.
I am always concerned in the parking lot. All of a sudden, it's like, whoosh, that Subaru comes flying in, and boom, there goes Jill. Off to the races.
Yikes.
All right. Bob in Lumberton. Let me see if I can solve your problem.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Let's do it, Bob. What do you got?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
I've called in before on Small Business Monday, and we're running into kind of a stalemate here. We own Runway Cafe, which is in the back of South Jersey Regional Airport, which is owned by the state of New Jersey.
Okay.
In January of this year, first week of January, they started an HVAC system overhaul, putting in a whole new system. So we survived winter without heat of the coldest spell, and now we have no ventilation and air conditioning.
How did you have no heat in the winter, and how did your pipes survive that? I mean, what'd you do? Keep the oven on?
They had temporary units put in.
Yeah, okay.
They're just these portable ones, but it was 50 in the dining room of the restaurant. So people were sitting there eating with their jackets on. So today, as we approach the warming weather, it's 88 to 90 in our dining room.
Oh, man. Come on.
So I call the state of New Jersey. I get very little reply from them.
Yeah.
Sure. So they say call Falaska, who's running the project. I call them. They say call the electricians. I call the electricians. They say it's public service. Public service tells me it's the county that won't give them
permits.
The county tells me it's the township who won't issue the permits. The township tells me they have no control because it's a state-owned building. Then I get a call from public service and says they have no permitting system. So I call back to CP Engineering, who's doing the engineering of the project. They say call the electricians. We're running into a quagmire here.
Unbelievable.
And
now, wait
honestly,
a minute. Who do you pay rent to?
They're Cave Enterprises, who owns Flying W, is actually managing for the state of New Jersey.
So why don't you sue them?
Well, I mean, you're
like, serious. Why not get a lawyer? Why not get a lawyer and go right after the management company? Like, make someone have some pain on this, other than your customers.
No, I agree with that. But with Tort Claims Act, they're pretty insulated.
What if you stop paying rent? What happens then? Because no one's gonna, now that you're public, no one's gonna come in and pick up where you left off if there's no HVAC. I mean, it's absurd.
Absurd is the best word.
it really is.
A tame word, actually. I'll tell you who's been the best.
Tell me.
I've contacted the legislators of our district. I even tried Mickey Sherrill.
She's a waste of time. Yeah.
I tried Andy Kim, who, whatever, but the best has been Senator Tyver, I believe his name is.
Latham Tyver, yep.
Staff, yep. His chief of staff, Richard, actually visited the site, took pictures, and has been the most help. But there is no help. Public service, even if they were to start today, because they still have to run poles to the building, they still have to run electric lines to the building. And then they have to run the electric from.
Why would they have to run electric to the building? You don't have electricity. I mean, I don't understand. You're a functioning restaurant.
It's a three-phase. They have to run another line or something, so they're going to redo the entire phase system. I'm not an electrician. I can flip you eggs, but I can't do electric.
Yeah. Bob, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the only solution is to have an attorney, and not because you've got to bring this to light. I mean, I'm glad you called us. But I think that an attorney, if I could get an attorney to look at the case at least, because it doesn't make sense that every governing entity is pushing off to another one.
Oh,
let me ask you this, Bob. Is it about the cost or is it about the permitting and the approval? Because if it's only about that, I mean, what if someone just starts the work?
Well, no, some of the work is done. I got a May 20th, I believe it was, I got an email or a text or something that said we're 92% complete. It's the 8%. Killing us.
Yeah. That's the difference between turning the switch. All right, let me think about this.
To be honest with you, Bill, we've been in business since 1999.
Yeah.
We're about 2 weeks from shutting the door because we cannot ask people to come and sit and eat. And our Google reviews have gone way down because we're getting blamed for no heat, air.
Who runs the airport? Is it the county?
It's Cave Enterprises manages.
No, I know, but who's in charge? It's not privately owned.
State of New Jersey.
Right.
It's a
state run airport. So is it the transportation department? Who's the bureaucrat in charge?
I have no idea. I get it. I tried calling. There's a liaison between the building and the state. He has not returned any call. There's a guy that calls me from the state aviation. Probably
all right,
every other week.
Do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold, Bob. I want you to give producer Thomas every name and phone number of the folks that haven't called you back, and I'm going to put it out on the air and ask people to call them.
I'll give you. I'll,
yeah.
you, Okay.
Let's do that. All right. Hold on 1 second. All right, everybody else hang in there. All right, we haven't solved it yet, but we're working on it. 716, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
From the shore to your street, we're talking about what matters to you. New Jersey 101.5.
722 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right. So the Spadia helpline is open. What can I do for you? We're gonna hopefully get some help out to the Runway Cafe. I would ask you, if you live in Lumberton, if you live near the airport, it's cooler today. Do me a favor and stop by, grab a cup of coffee, grab some eggs, because this is so maddening to me that you've got the New Jersey Air Victory Museum there at South Jersey Regional Airport. The state is clearly down on the job. You can't run a restaurant in the summer in New Jersey without air conditioning. And it would seem to me that the state inspectors, that would be a violation of all their new rules that you got to keep the kitchen at a certain temperature, which is pretty stupid to begin with, given how hot a kitchen is going to be no matter what you do. But you don't want that out where the customers are. And this is classic New Jersey. We get 7 different bureaucracies, everybody pointing the finger at one another. Meanwhile, the Runway Cafe is 2 weeks from shutting their doors because you can't make a living if you can't bring in your customers. So, guys, if you are in the Lumberton area, it's on, Stacy Haynes Road, which is where the South Jersey Regional Airport is. Just do me a favor, stop in, grab a cup of coffee, tip, grab some eggs. Even if you get it to go, do something to help these guys out. It's the Runway Cafe. We do not want to see them close because the closure will be solely based on the bureaucracy in this state. It's disgusting to me. All right, let's go to Joe in PA. What do you got for us, Joe?
How you doing?
Good. What can I do to help you?
I'm a New Jersey resident all my life. I wanted to tell you that in Delaney Hall, yes, there's a lot of things that are incorrect. They didn't give her the right access. That's okay. Maybe there's a few people that are incorrect. But I'll tell you one thing that she's doing that's incorrect. I was involved in a workman's comp. That's why I'm keeping it as average Joe. And all of a sudden, when the case went to court, the lawyer couldn't close the case for me and get my money because the state decided that they're not going to give up money from the state because they need it for everything else. And I'm still going through a struggle. New Jersey is at a problem. And when you want to address the issue, nobody wants to give you the right answer. So I figured I'd call you, let you know. Maybe you can point me and find me the right lawyer and the right people that could say.
I will be happy to connect you with an attorney. The question is, what happened? You were hurt on the job, Joe? You got into an accident? What happened?
Yes. I had an accident a few years ago. The company was based out of New York, but we had a company in New Jersey. He didn't have workman's comp insurance. But at the same time, a little bit later, he wound up dying. He drowned in the Hudson River because he lived out of Bayshore, New York.
Wait, who died? The owner of the company?
The owner of the company.
So yes, the company went under because the owner died?
No, the company was still going. He had a life insurance policy that covered everything, and I guess in between everybody grabbing and taking, someone took some more money than they were supposed to and then made it.
So who owes you money, Joe? The state or the company?
New Jersey was going to give me the money because it works. The New Jersey insurance would give me the money because it happened before. There was a company I worked for. They went under and their insurance went under. So one of the insurance that New Jersey has.
All right, here's what we're going to do, Joe. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. And producer Thomas is going to give you an email. I'm going to need you to get me the details, and then we're going to forward it to some folks who might be able to help you. So hold on 1 second, Joe. All right, Kathy, Sebastian, everybody hang in there. It's 726. Eric Scott with your news next. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. Remember yesterday we had a elderly veteran call in, could not solve his tax issue, but a caller, Kathy in Medford Lakes, who's also a tax collector, decided to step up and help. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling back. So were you able to get some solution here?
Yeah, well, the issue was I did look it up. He got his anchor, and he got the additional $250 as a senior, but he is a renter, so he's not eligible for the programs.
Oh, so that's property.
Yeah, property owners and taxpayers, right.
Now, so, but he did get some money back.
He did get the $700 for the anchor, yes.
All right. I'm happy. So he was concerned because he got nothing from Stay and Jay, but he doesn't own the house, so that's it. Wow.
Exactly right.
Simple,
yeah. So
simple
I'm going to keep
solution.
An eye on it because he hasn't gotten anything about the anchor yet. So the state will typically file on his behalf, but I'm going to.
So you're saying he hasn't collected the $700 yet this year. So he was right about that.
For this year, it goes out in September.
Okay. So, all right. But you'll keep an eye. How was his spirits were good? I mean, I so felt for the guy. Right? Like,
I know. He was. He was good. He was thankful and he was very pleasant. And
good.
Yes, he was.
Well,
yeah,
you know what, Kathy? You did your good deed for the, I don't know, I think that counts for the month.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, and the good karma comes back to you. So thank you, really. Thanks for stepping up and putting something else in your, I'm sure you're already overworked workload, but I appreciate you doing that.
Oh, no worries.
All right, you take care. Thank you. That's Kathy in Medford Lakes. See that? Now, she's the tax collector in Evesham. And she was willing to step up and help this elderly veteran because, again, confusion, right? He was confused. And think about this. How many of you are simply not sure what you're supposed to get? And for me, I'm so annoyed. It's like my frustration level is getting higher every day because we try to solve things. And think about it. Think about this. Think of the two problems you heard earlier. You've got a restaurant that is 2 weeks from shutting their doors because there's no HVAC. So in the winter, the temperature got down to 50 degrees inside. Too cold. You're going to sit and enjoy eggs in that weather. You shouldn't have weather inside. It should be climate controlled. I mean, this is at a New Jersey state-run airport. No excuse. And then you have a guy who has a workman's comp claim with the state, can't get anybody to get back to him, so he calls a radio station. The problem is that we need a more effective and efficient government. And, you know, we talk about this, right, that I get beat up with the Trump folks, even though I am a six-time, including the primaries, Trump voter. Doesn't matter. I mention Chris Christie as a good manager, and the MAGA crazies are like, he hates Trump. You can't say nice things about him. Yeah, it's because you guys are in a cult. That's the problem. You're all nuts. How about we support political leaders when they do good things, and we call them out when they do bad things? As a Trump voter, I had no issue calling Trump out on warp speed. You want to blame Biden all you want. It started under Trump. So that's just reality. And now we look at the fact that this guy, Joe, can't get his claim paid because no one will call him back. Because Mikey Sherrill is awful. I don't know if she's a good person. I don't know. I've only met her once or twice. She seemed pleasant enough when I met her. But she's incompetent. Or she's bad. So what is it? Is she willfully not doing the job of governor because she's really now delusional like Murphy, thinking that she's going to be a national player? And Mikey, I'm going to tell you, I think there were 10 minutes there that I thought you were a credible candidate to run with Newsom for vice president. Now, you're a laughingstock. The Delaney Hall thing blew up in your face. And as much as Bridgegate derailed Governor Christie, Delaney Hall is going to bring you right down because you showed that you're either ignorant or just plain stupid. I don't know. It was such a blown opportunity for you. And now here we are. You've got literally immigrant detainees living a better existence than anybody in our state prison system. And you're in charge of that. And to be embarrassed by pretending you had some authority to go into Delaney Hall, and then Mark Wayne Mullen played you. You got played, Gov. He set you up to look stupid, and you took the bait, went in, and looked the fool. So here we are. All right, enough of that. I'm sick of talking about Delaney Hall. Let's, Sebastian, the helpline's open. I'm going to get to you on the other side of traffic and weather next.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dubinsky and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, tomorrow is Hate-O-Meter Wednesday, and we'll be rolling out the fake beard attempt to unlock my some of my apps that now no longer recognize my face because I shaved. That'll be tomorrow. For now, let's go to Sebastian, who's in North Jersey. Sebastian, you got a question for me. Can I solve a problem for you?
I hope, I don't think you can, Bill, but we'll look at it.
All right.
Bill, it's chemtrails. How are you going to solve that problem? You might be able to solve the restaurant, the workman's comp, and every other problem, but this is ridiculous. You probably get up early in the morning, and you don't see the sky like myself, but by the time I get to Brooklyn from South Jersey, like Point Pleasant area, then I start to see, and I say, what the hell did they do during the night? It's unbelievable.
You're not wrong, Sebastian. I will be, to be very honest with you, I didn't buy any of this even 5 years ago.
Me neither.
Right?
That's my problem.
I didn't buy
not
it.
At all.
You know who used to talk about it? Jim Gerhart, my predecessor. Jim Gerhart talked about it, and everybody thought, Jim, he's just cranky old guy, pissed off at the world. No, he was right. And here's what turned for me. Number one, our government is full of liars. We know that. Liars, thieves, absolutely, and morally bankrupt cretins. And
how much money goes into it, and who's doing it?
Well, here's how we know they're doing it, because some states have banned it. So if they weren't doing it, what would they be banning? Right? So that's number one. Number two, if you look in the sky, because they were telling us for decades, no, they're not chemtrails, they're contrails. Well, a contrail is a condensation trail. That's what it's named for. And it's when the hot, humid exhaust comes out of the aircraft engine and it gets at the high altitude where it's, 40 degrees below zero. Well, the ice crystals form. And you know what the funny thing is? The contrails disappear in seconds. But then you tell me why we've got these line clouds that not only hover, but they spread.
They spread tremendously.
I know.
I'm on my boat and I'm looking at
it. Yeah, it's real. I know.
Right in broad daylight, then people are breathing. What's going on?
Well, they say they're putting some kind of a silver or aluminum. It's all part of this fantasy. There are two fantasies. Number one, that humans have figured out how to control the weather. Now, we can control the weather inside a building, unless it's a state-run airport, then apparently we can't. But they started this to create more rain. And it's interesting because they've tried this in places like Dubai, where they oversaturated the atmosphere. And they had a flood at the airport. Remember that? So this is bad. Look, Sebastian, I tried. I ran for governor. I had every intention to bring common sense back to at least this state. It didn't work out. It didn't work out in 2025. We'll see what happens in the future. But that's it, Sebastian. You got to elect good people who will reverse these maniac policies. And I don't see anybody on the horizon right now. Do you?
No, not at all.
One of the big things with Trump disappointment syndrome is that I thought Trump was going to solve this. Talked about it.
He disappointed me big time.
Big time, right?
Two times, rather. Yep.
Yeah, huge disappointment. I'm with you. All right, man. Sebastian.
For a veteran. Anyway.
Look, good talking to you. Thanks, man. Yeah, look, it's real, right? They we've got a bunch of criminals, thieves, and immoral people that run our government at every level, and you can't get out of it by not voting. I don't know if we can get out of it by voting, but I could tell you, with most of you not voting, you're not off to a good start. All right, 7:57. I got a report coming in after the news on what happened yesterday over this ridiculous climate change Superfund bill. Wait till you hear it. 7:58. Eric Scott with the news next.
Spring days, hot topics. New Jersey's conversation lives here. New Jersey 101.5.
.809 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right. Chris in Lyndhurst, hang in there. I'm going to get right to you, but I want to check in first with our friend Ray Cantor from New Jersey Business and Industry Association. You know, we're talking earlier, someone called about chemtrails, and I had to admit that, you know, years ago I would have said, that's all conspiracy crazy talk. And it turns out Jim Gearhart was right, and they are actually putting stuff in the atmosphere. And the problem is that a lot of these processes and things that are happening are based on this false premise that somehow humans are the reason that the natural global warming and cooling cycles happen. It has nothing to do with the sun or underwater volcanoes, no. Or the fact that the Earth was warmer 1,500 years ago, no. It's all about the oil and gas industry. Well, the state of New Jersey is taking that next step, and they are trying to put a $50 billion fund together, collecting by punishing the fossil fuel industry. Ray Cantor, you testified yesterday. Oh, you all right, Ray?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, so tell me what happened yesterday.
So the Senate Environment Committee released the Climate Superfund bill, and as you mentioned, this is a bill that would impose $50 billion on the fossil fuel industry. You know, we are really at an inflection point in New Jersey. We're either going to move toward a more affordable and business-friendly state, or we're going to continue the same failed path where businesses pick up their businesses, leave their the state with their jobs. What the legislature does with the Climate Superfund bill will largely determine which path we're on, which is why, and I mentioned this last time, we want all your listeners to go to njbia.org, and you know there's a landing page there. Tell your legislators that you oppose this climate energy tax.
And what was it? What happened yesterday? Do you feel there's any hope that there will be any common sense into the conversation with these legislators?
Well, that's our job, to try to inject the facts and hope that the legislators and the policymakers, you know, come to common sense. We indicated that, you know, this is going to cost the average household about $14,000, you know, per, you know, and we made the strong point. We have two refineries in New Jersey, Phillips 66 and PBF down in Paulsboro. Together, they have about 35,000 jobs that, you know, they're responsible for. And if this legislation goes through, those jobs are in jeopardy. And if those jobs go, those communities are in jeopardy.
And what is their stated purpose?
Again, you know, they're holding the fossil fuel industry up as the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And they're totally ignoring the fact that fossil fuels are not only legal, but needed, necessary for human functioning. We can't do a thing in this state or in this world without fossil fuels.
Right.
So they hold them up to be the boogeyman, which we think is wrong to begin with. Again, you know, they totally ignore the fact that we need this legal and necessary you know, product. And again, it's something that we can't live without.
Yeah, I hear you, Ray. All right, I'm with you on this. Well, thank you for keeping us posted. Let's stay in touch on this, and we want everybody to go to njbia.org, and there's a way for you to click and alert your legislator that we need them voting against this. I will also have information posted at nj1015.com, but help our friends out at NJBIA, because they are fighting for normal. They're fighting for the rest of us. Ray Cantor, always appreciate you. Thank you.
Bill, thanks again. Bye.
You got it. Anytime. All right. Everybody hang in there. Chris, I'll get to you. And Mayor Reed Gussier is on the phone. It seems like he may have gotten some misinformation, but people do hear what they want to hear. We'll check in with him on the other side of Traffic and Weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
819 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, so we were talking about some of New Jersey's struggling cities. Let's bring in Mayor Reed Gusciora from Trenton. What's going on, Reed? How you doing?
Hey, Bill. How you doing? I knew I had to check in on you. things are going great in the capital city.
You know, I was actually singing your praises earlier, and Eric and I were talking about the battle that you've had with, you know, with even your own party trying to get things done. Like what probably may have upset you is I did compare you to Donald Trump. So I, you know, you're welcome.
That will raise my stock, but not in Trenton.
Not in Trenton. Oh my God. No, but you're the outsider that came in. You're like, hey, how about we just fix it? So how are things going? What's the progress?
Yeah, we're doing great. We have two things that we're concentrating on: economic development and public safety, and they go hand in hand. We have 16 recruits in academy right now. So we're going to add about 29 cops this year, and we added 23 last year. So we got to, you know, everybody, no matter where they live, particularly the seniors, they want to be able to sit on their porch. They want clean and safe neighborhoods. So we're working on that. And then for economic development, developers want to make sure that they're going to have a good investment in their cities. So that's why we concentrate on both.
How are some of the, I mean, I know that what's the progress on like getting a hotel, getting something that will, bring people in and be able to stay over? Is it really just, you got to solve the public safety problem first?
Yeah, absolutely. No. We have a designated redeveloper. We're in the process of negotiating with the, owner right now of the hotel. It's been abandoned for too long, but we hope to get that reopened. We also are taking care of these old industrial buildings. Peter Hovnanian came in to look at the buildings, put in some market rate housing. There's a lot of projects, so you'll have to come down and visit.
I would like to come down. You know, I would love to do a walk and talk with you and show people. You know, maybe we'll do a Facebook Live, or I'll do something I can post on the site to walk through. Yeah. And maybe we'll end at 1911 Smokehouse, which I think is pound for pound, barbecue-wise, one of the best barbecue places in the whole state, not just Trenton.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Great meal. And we hope to get some historic tourism during the semi-quincentennial celebration. We have a lot of historic sites. And but for Trenton, we probably wouldn't have a country. So George Washington crossed the Delaware. There were actually four generals that were supposed to descend on Trenton, and only one showed up.
How about that?
That's the importance of showing up.
The importance of showing up. No kidding, right? All right, Mayor, let's plan something. I'll send you a note. We'll try to get a date. I'd love to walk through and see some of the places that are targeted for development and show people. Let's bring it to life. Awesome.
Mayor Reed Gusciora. Thanks so much.
Great to talk
to you,
man.
Good talking to you.
All right, you take care. Reed's a good guy. I've known him for a long time. And, you know, again, he's a liberal Democrat. So my Republican friends get angry. And this is part of the problem in New Jersey, that we need to be able to work with everyone. Political designation should be last on your list of conversations, right? And unfortunately, it becomes first. And that is an enormous, enormous problem. You know, Reed Gusciora is arguably one of the most effective mayors in New Jersey. But he doesn't get the credit because he's a liberal Democrat, so Republicans don't want to talk to him. And Democrats don't want to talk to him in many cases because he's a real reformer. Like, you heard him. He didn't talk about, oh, we're going to put all kinds of climate change and trans kids funding into our schools. No, he wants to clean up the streets. He wants to hire cops. This is not a defund the police left winger. This is a guy who's a Democrat, not a Trump fan, but has that same attitude. And he is fighting his own government in order to get the job done. So I will take you there. I got to figure out a time to do it. Maybe when I get back from Europe, you know, we have our conservative tours which is we're touring Normandy. I mean, how cool is that, right? On the 250th anniversary of the country, we're going to take listeners on a tour of Normandy. I don't know if all the spots are sold, but if you want, go to conservativetours.com. And, you know, we may have a few spots left. We leave on July 27th, come back August 6th. So maybe later in August or September, I'll to do the walk and talk with Reed Gusciore to bring you some information about Trenton, because you're not going to hear it in most of the news sources out there. And then Newark, well, the problem in Newark is you've got a really bad guy as mayor, just personally not a good guy. And I hope that Newark residents will rise up, wake up, and toss Ross Baraka out. He is just garbage, and it's a shame, because Newark could be a great city once again. It was. It could be again. All right. Chris, you'll be first on the other side of the news with Eric Scott next. 8:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Eric, I think we could do a where is this headline from bit on the morning show. I'm not going to repeat that one, although it's interesting because you see all the news feeds coming in. Anyway, that Hooters waitress is probably in a lot of trouble. I don't even know where to go with that story.
I'll read a clean version of the headline.
Okay, let's do that.
Hooters waitress caught dipping hot wings in her blank. So fill in
the blank,
and it was not her mouth.
Okay, and now that said, I think the where, I love the question you asked. You're like, where, what state is this headline from?
What state is this headline from?
I mean, obviously it was Florida. Like, that was so, I mean, I guess it could have been West Virginia, maybe Alabama.
I don't know about that.
I picked Florida right away.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many questions. How did she get caught? Yes. Right? I have so many questions. Did a customer complain? It raises a lot of questions for me.
It rivals the what was Steve Trevely's talking about last night? Because I don't know if you looked at his app chat.
Interesting. I did not. Well, let's see.
So here's my favorite one from last night. If you're going to wash your Legos, are you going to sponge bath G.I. Joe?
Wow. What was Trev talking about? And that was at 10:44. Yes. So this was like, he was wrapping up the show with something. Trev, if you're awake and listening, we would love to find out how the guy in New Hope talked about what, I mean, washing Legos and sponge bathing G.I. Joe. That's, there's a lot to unpack there.
This is an odd building.
You know, it's getting more odd as the now tomorrow big corporate meeting.
That's right.
Any bets? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was a relatively quick notification. It's happening immediately after the show, so we can't sneak out.
This is the problem. I got to go because they start the meeting at 9:55.
Right.
So the song will start playing at like 54:30. What am I going to do? Like, actually, I'm not going to name names, but someone may have suggested that I park in the other parking lot and sneak out through the ad cubicles.
Oh,
what do you think of that idea? I know, you're thinking about it. Because then you're not walking past the room.
See,
it has all windows, and they'll see me walking in my car.
Yeah, you know what? That's not a bad idea. See, if I can be done in time, it takes me 7 minutes to get home. So I could, in theory,
join the meeting.
The meeting from the tiki bar.
Hmm. See, I don't have
and
any.
And in theory, you could also join the meeting from the tiki bar.
Well, that is true. I might have trouble driving home from the tiki bar. That may be the problem. This is not a bad idea, though.
Right.
Do we
know if any of our corporate overlords are going to grace us with their presence?
Oh, that's why they painted the bathroom. The bathroom's all newly painted. Anybody else notice that? Not the one next to the stove and the fridge, which is just grotesque.
Yeah.
The other one.
Oh, the other one.
The other one where the fan doesn't work. We've talked about this. There's no noise canceling fan anymore.
Noise canceling.
So they painted. It's a fresh coat of paint. It looks different.
Okay.
It's almost a nice color.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, it's relaxing. I found it relaxing. It wasn't like a punch in the face, like these crazy bright lights and the like. It was just almost soothing in a way.
Well, yeah.
But it's because that restroom is not in the kitchen.
Right.
So it's just a better experience. The problem is it's in the office area, so people sit right out, and then the fan doesn't work.
All the quirky things in this building,
yeah,
having the most used bathroom
mm-hmm.
in the kitchen, literally opening into the kitchen,
yeah,
is the worst design element of this building.
I think you're right. Oh, wait, we have, listen to this. We have an update.
Okay.
From Edgar in Kendall Park. Eric Potts was on last night.
Oh, okay.
So it was Potts talking about bathing G.I. Joe and washing Legos. So what the hell was Eric Potts talking about?
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. One of the things on his list.
But one of the things Edgar asked was, it wasn't her... breasts where the chicken wings were going.
No, it was not.
Think farther south.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we don't know if this was like some kind of a parlor trick that the customer requested. Or,
look what I can do.
Right. Or was this a customer request or was it to punish the customer? Like the newer version of spitting in your salad. That's what I'm...
My goodness.
Yeah. So that was... we'll keep you posted on the development of the Hooters waitress saga. What town in Florida? Just curious.
Because
I'm thinking that is an East Coast Florida, not a West Coast. Like, that's not happening in the Naples area.
Oh, no.
Maybe Tampa. I don't know.
Suburban Miami-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, All right. So moving on. Please do keep us posted on that.
Oh, yeah.
What should we have a bet for tomorrow? I don't want to bet the over under on the time because if you remember, we had a bet once and they dragged it out and I lost the bet.
Well, so
I don't want to set them up to do that.
Should we set an over under on how many times Judy disrupts the meeting?
Oh, Thomas is suggesting bingo. Didn't we do corporate bingo last time?
Oh, we did do corporate bingo.
Well, not
last time. I think it was a time or two before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we do over-under on Judy's questions.
Disrupting the meeting, yeah. I mean,
I would say three, but I would bet the over on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did she do last time? She asked a few questions and then responded to things and kind of shut things down.
Yeah, yeah. I think...
And half of them were unrelated to what was happening in the meeting.
I don't think any of them were related to anything that was happening in the meeting.
I think you may be right.
I mean, it is the equivalent of somebody dancing on the table when Judy opens her mouth to speak.
Yes.
At these meetings. It's the equivalent to, look at me.
The problem is you said dancing on the table, and I right away went back to the Hooters story. So I got that in my mind now, and I want to get it out. I'm gonna need like a palate cleanser, no pun intended at all. I got to get the story out. Like it's just so ridiculous. Oh, boy. All right. I would say if we set the over-under at five, I'll take the under.
Okay.
You want to take the over?
All right, so we're even.
Or you
even...
want to set it at four? Let's make it more challenging.
Okay.
I'll do the under at four, because I think that's more of a fair bet.
All right, well, I'll take the over then at four. And we're even on bottles right now,
We're even
now,
on
right?
bottles, yep.
Okay.
I won something. I don't remember which one I won, but...
you won the turnout.
I won the turnout one, which erased the bet that I had lost. So we're even now.
Yep.
All right. Okay, let's do it. Over under four. So, producer Thomas, would you record that for posterity and let's pin it to the wall? To be fair, neither of us can talk to her.
Correct.
Right? So let's not tell her just because.
Yeah, and I know she doesn't listen. She's probably not even up yet.
No, probably not. Probably not. All right, good. We'll go with that. I like it. All right, Chris in Lyndhurst, hang in there. I'm going to get to you right after Traffic and Weather next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev, weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
8:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right. Chris Ariema in Lyndhurst has been on hold for a while. Thank you, Chris, for hanging in there. What's going on?
How you doing?
How are things in Bergen County, man?
Oh, the usual. But hopefully, God's willing, we're going to be having some change of shifts up here, God's willing. And
I hope so.
I'll tell you what, you know, I was going to talk about the Delaney Hall, right? The reason why Mikey Sherrill, Nellie Powell, and Andy Kim and all these Democrats have been going to, they went to Delaney Hall on Memorial Day was because it's the they understand that it's a progressive holy site because these are godless people, right? They don't worship God, so they need something. And this is a progressive holy site. They feel that, and the zealots there are the acolytes of this church. So they knew that they had to go there because they're seeing all of the normal Democrats, if you will, being primaried by progressives. So they're winning, though, Chris.
They're winning. I mean, the radical
winning. Look at Meha. She just won.
She's a communist. She's a communist. AOC is a communist. I mean,
the guy that won the primary was a communist ISIS supporter.
Yep.
You know. And
so the guy they you're talking about the Muslim guy in the 12th. Yeah, here's a guy literally friends with the blind sheikh. Right. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make it up.
You know what? And you look, I talk to Democrats because I'm in Lyndhurst, you know, and a lot of these, you know, registered Democrats, you know, they're over here saying, like, I don't understand what's going on. Like why? Like, look at the guy, Jeff Cantor. I've met him. I know who he is.
He's normal. He's a normal Democrat.
Well, right. But here's the thing. He's over here talking about, look, we need, you know, we don't need this climate fund because, you know, and call your senator. Like, look, my senator, Sarlo, you know, probably a normal guy, you know, who knows. But, you know, he has no choice. He's going to vote for that.
But Chris, this is the problem. This is why people don't vote. This is why 2.5 million unaffiliated voters stay home. Because just what you said, when a person elected by the people goes in and allows himself to be bullied and told what to do, you lose faith in the whole system. The system collapses.
Well, it's not what they're told to do. It's because they know that if they don't, that the No Kings protesters that show up in Rutherford, whenever there is, and there's a couple hundred of them, Darlo understands that one of them might be challenging him
Chris, he's right, but it's time for guys who were somewhat normal. I don't know about Sarlo, but it's time for them to leave the Democratic Party. I've said this of the Republican Party. It's time for new people to come into the Republican Party to change it. The Republican Party is not any better in the sense of what I've been saying for years. Woke Democrats are empowered by weak Republicans. So we're never going to dig our way out of this until guys like you and your brother get elected, can move the needle in the county committee to get rid of these bums that have been running it into the ground.
Can I say one thing, though?
I got 10 seconds left, Chris. Real quick, go.
Yeah. Like, look at Pino, right? Some people may not like her right here, up here, or one of the Republicans down there. But you know what they can't do? They can't vote for impeachment next year. But Nellie Powell and all those people can and will. They must.
Of course. They're absolutely going to impeach Trump.
Republicans. But
let me tell you, Chris, but that doesn't matter because the proof is in the pudding. We're going to be down to one or two members of Congress on the Republican side because the party is so weak and stupid and feckless in this state. We got to fix our party first from the ground up. Thank you, Chris. Good talking to you. 8:57. Jen Ursillo with your news next.
Spring in New Jersey means real conversations with real New Jerseyans. We're New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Just a side note on the news end. We heard the story about the waitress at Hooters who was taking the hot wings and putting them in a place that I don't even want to discuss on the air. We thought it was Florida, but someone on the app chat, Susan DeMolka Hill, looked up the story, said it was Houston, Texas.
Wow.
What do you think of that? I did not expect that kind of behavior out of Houston.
Out of Houston? But Florida, yes.
Oh, Florida, yes. Eric started. He's like, Hooters waitress is in legal trouble because she took the hot wings and placed them somewhere. And So anyway, she's in trouble. But I guess he said, what state do you think it is? I'm like, Florida. He's like, had to be Florida. But now it looks like it was possibly Houston. I want to look it up. I'm a little concerned that it's a not safe for work story.
Mm.
I don't want to be Googling.
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of her right now.
They can look up your history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're looking at a picture of the waitress.
Oh, yeah.
I am curious.
What do you want to know? She's 28.
Like, here's what I asked. Was this a parlor trick? Was this at the request of the customer, or was this a more raunchy version of spitting in your salad?
Well,
I have questions. This whole story has me asking a lot of questions.
So she apparently placed the hot wings.
Yeah.
And then served them to customers.
So again,
ew.
Disgusting.
Ew.
Yes. But that was my question. Was it the customer? Did she get caught doing some weird thing that the customer requested?
So according to this article I found, she has been known to do this on multiple occasions. And investigators say the customers she targeted were individuals she believed had been rude to her or made insulting remarks about her appearance. You work at Hooters.
All right, now I have to ask a question. I can't see the picture, but neither can our audience. So where are we on the scale of attractiveness?
I mean, I think she's attractive and very well formed. Built is a very well built, but I think she's an attractive person.
Wait,
I don't think she's...
Does it say where this is?
No, look at the headline.
The headline is... Oh, God. Oh, it just got worse.
Well, I don't know what picture she showed you.
No, well, there wasn't a picture. The headline for the podcast is talking about the time of the month.
Yeah, so I didn't. I skipped
like,
that part.
It literally got worse.
She did it both.
This is horrible.
Yes.
My apologies to anybody eating breakfast right now.
Yeah.
And this is not to tell you up or down on Hooters.
Now, I have to tell you, that's the reason, that's how she got caught, because it happened during a time when it... Flo came to visit, let's put it that way. Wow.
This is a big story. She should go to prison.
She could face up to 20 years.
Good.
Saying here. Yeah.
Good. That is so disgusting and horrible. It's so disgusting and horrible that I'd like to make a topic out of it. I wonder what the worst thing that has been done in these restaurants. Because I remember, was it Jesse Jackson would said he, when he was a waiter, he would spit in the salad of white people.
I think it was Jesse Jackson. I think you're right.
And like, you think about it, if you overthought it, you wouldn't even go out. But there's a huge responsibility on the part of wait staff to not be disgusting.
But you know what? You are at their mercy, so to speak, as a customer. Because I've said to my mom, send this back if it's not. She's like, you know what? She goes, even if I'm nice, I'm actually afraid to. I get it.
I would only do that in a place where I knew the staff or the owner.
Yes, of course.
Because it would be a legitimate, hey, this is, I once.
You know me,
I sent something back in an Outback once.
First of all, I cannot picture you in an Outback.
Well, it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But no, to be fair, Outback for my carnivore diet is actually pretty good.
I love it. I'm saying.
We are now seeing a picture of the waitress, not to distract.
Yeah.
Definitely a Hooters girl.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she's in trouble. What the hell? So
why. You're Outback,
The reason Outback is good is I order, when I go out, like, I'll order steak and butter.
Right.
And sometimes they bring me the drawn butter that they would use for lobster, which I love.
That one you like, okay.
So, but the steak came and it was literally raw. Like, I asked for it rare.
Yeah.
But it was so raw that half of it was cooked. The other half was raw, raw.
Yeah.
Like it was not even on the surface of the stove.
Maybe they grabbed the wrong steak and put it on your plate.
Nobody's ordering half rare,
no,
half raw.
No, maybe they thought it was cooked. Like they grabbed the wrong steak.
Maybe.
What I mean?
But I sent it back and it came, and I had to send it back twice. It came back almost the same. Like they Yeah. And I'm like, there's a difference between rare and raw. Like I have eaten steak Pittsburgh rare, which is charred on both sides and pretty raw in the middle. But anyway, so that's a question. Have you ever sent things back? Are you the I'll send it back guy?
Wait.
Or what? Yes.
Can I just read something from this article?
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
No. It says that although she appears to be a stable, well put together young woman, she allegedly suffers from multiple personality disorder and has a history of incidents that have resulted in either jail time or a 72-hour hold in a mental health facility.
All right. So here's a question: how the hell did she get hired?
Now that's like, a really great question.
Right?
You saw the picture.
I saw the.
That's how she got hired.
She got. I get it. I get that this is an attractive woman who fills the uniform. Yeah. I get it.
Yes.
However, is there not any check? I mean,
family members say the entire situation might have been prevented if Hooters had performed a proper background check before hiring her.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know if they did or they didn't. This is what they're saying.
You know what? If it happened multiple times, that's also on the management staff. You're telling me nobody knew?
I know.
Come on.
Yeah, it's just a history of incidents.
All right. I want to move quickly away from this story because it's really grossing me out.
Yeah, you brought it up.
Of course I brought it up. I see things. I say things. But here's the question. Are you the send it back guy or the I'll just eat it, it's fine guy at a restaurant? 1-800-283-101.5. 916, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Windows down, opinions up. New Jersey's talking all day. Call 1-800-283-101.5 to join the conversation. New Jersey 101.5.
922 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Jen, I didn't realize you didn't know that tomorrow is Fake Beard Wednesday.
Fake beard?
Beard. Beard, facial hair.
Here's
what happened.
Okay.
Here's what happened. Kathy.
Yeah, you got to start.
938 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right. So, Jen, I think your suggestion is interesting. But I'm going to wait to test it until 9 o'clock tomorrow.
We're talking about the fake beard.
And again, if you're just tuning in, the whole issue is my face is not recognized by my phone anymore.
No.
Because I shaved.
Because you shaved.
Which is ridiculous. Like,
I agree.
That is crappy technology.
I know.
So what does that tell you? Like, could someone theoretically go commit a crime? Grow a beard or shave and then not be recognized?
What about dyeing your hair? Like, is your head...
It's why movies have them do this. So we're going to test this. Like, a couple people have beards. I mean, Kyle has a beard. not a real heavy, thick beard, though. I don't know. It's got more like a goatee.
It's got a mustache going on.
He's got a mustache and a goatee, right?
Yeah.
Kyle's got the 70s porn look.
A little bit.
The porn star look, yeah.
Like, like he could have a cop uniform on.
Mustache is he's got that, prominent. Yeah.
Now, who else? Oh, I know. Sergio Bichal.
Don't get bitter. Get better. Go, go, go. Go, go. Been there, done that. Go, go, go. Been there, done that. Go, go, go. Been there, done that. Go, go, go. Been there, done that.
See, this is the problem. Very similar to the phone being confused. The system is confused.
Correct.
They think we're saying...
The other word.
The other word.
Right.
I don't want to say the C word. Because that...
You should never say the C word.
Shouldn't say that. But we're actually saying a B word.
Right.
But it gets confused.
Where do you get milk?
What? From a cow?
Don't get bitter. Get bitter. Go, go, cow. Go, cow. Being there, done there. Cow.
It's a huge problem.
There is a trip in the system.
I feel like the hate-o-meter is going to reflect
Oh, no doubt.
The system absorbing this song. It's a problem. We're going to get to the bottom of it. But anyway, tomorrow, so I'm going to try it in the morning.
Yes.
And we'll see. We'll see what the result is.
What are the four colors?
What?
What are the four colors of the beards?
Oh, the beard.
Yeah. You got black.
Well, I haven't opened it. I think one is blonde.
Because I have an idea.
One is white. Why don't I open it now?
Here. Because
here we go.
Because you've got the salt and pepper. God,
hold on, no, they're all stuck together.
Well, because the salt and pepper,
you're going to need to combine the black and the white and make salt and pepper
or gray.
It looks like a bat.
It is like the worst looking beard.
Like all right,
Santa.
We have a brown.
Let's see that one.
Kind of that, blonde.
What
brown.
Is that? That doesn't even look like
it
a beard.
It looks like Chewbacca. That is like Chewbacca car.
It's terrible.
Then we have gray.
Bill, I just switched cameras.
Let me see the gray.
Hold it up right to that
camera.
All right,
so I've got gray.
Can you?
I've got black.
Maybe you can mix the gray and the black.
I've got white and brown. I think the white and the brown are out.
You're going to need to create salt and pepper.
So I don't know how to do that. Let's put the camera back. But hi, everybody. Yes.
Oh, we should play salt and pepper.
This. Oh.
We should play salt and pepper.
What's something that they...
Oh, wait, there's a lot of songs. Shoop.
What would I know?
A shoop.
Push it.
Push is a good one.
Shoop?
What? Shoop.
What does that
shoop
mean?
Shoop it is. Shoop. Play Push It. That's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
It's the only one we have. Push it.
I'm pushing the envelope with the show this morning.
There you
there's
go.
There's no question about
it
that.
It all comes back.
Yeah. All right. So I think... I don't think I can combine the two.
Unless you really do a project, I gotta be honest.
This is already taking up way too much of my time.
It really is.
What if you brought in actual pepper and sprinkled it?
That's not gonna work.
Here's the problem: it would be easier to just grow the beard back.
I think you might be better off with the gray one.
I would spray hairspray.
You think
on
the gray one? Because you're looking now, it's mostly the stubble's mostly gray.
Yeah, just because the black, I don't think is gonna work.
You think that?
Try both. We'll see it. We'll have to see.
What if I did like a half and half?
That's what we were saying. You have to combine them.
I'm saying like half side.
Bring pepper, sprinkle it on the gray beard.
I'm going to try both.
I'm going to try
black first.
All right.
Just because I don't know. I don't know if it's color generated. I think it's facial. I don't know. We're going to find out.
What will be super sad is if it works.
I'm super concerning if it works.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. It's 9:43. Here's what works. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Phil Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. I got to get out of here. I'll have an article up in a little bit about the New Jersey legislature's latest assault on free speech. This Assembly Bill 2218 is a target against pregnancy resource centers and any peaceful advocate who advocates against this so-called gender-affirming care, which is nothing more than the irreversible mutilation of adults with a mental illness or children who are subject to an adult's mental illness. And it's got to stop. And what I am saying right now, the legislature is trying to make a criminal offense. Think about that. So I'm going to fight this every step of the way. And tomorrow you want to hear from my friend Marie Tasey at the 7 o'clock hour after the 7 o'clock news to talk about just how dangerous this legislation is. I mean, forgetting the pro-life, pro-choice, pro-abortion, whatever side of the issue you're on, this is about free speech. This is about allowing people to have a disagreement and a dissenting view. This idea of criminalizing speech and dissension from groupthink is very, very dangerous. So we are all over that. Plus, tomorrow is Hate-O-Meter Wednesday and Fake Beard Morning. We're going to see what's going to happen tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. And I'm going to try to get that whole Hooters story out of my head. 9:54. Enjoy your day. See you tomorrow.